Now, let's talk about the nature of trance. The simplest thing to do while under is also the easiest to think of. Just obey. Follow along. Let my words instill in you an increased desire to follow. That's really the purpose of our relaxation here. So if we know that following a specific individual is what you're learning to do, an easy part of this, the simplest bit, then making you obey under certain specific circumstances is easier still. As you listen, you'll realize this is something we're cooperating on, working toward our shared goal to create your pleasured experience. We set up anchors. When a certain thing happens, you will do another certain thing. Maybe it's a specific thought. Maybe you'll obey by just following whatever commands are given by an individual we designate ahead of time. But learning to obey is as simple as learning to trance, and the two go together very well. Some actions are easier to learn than others, but obeying and following is the easiest action of all. By setting aside the weary obligations of the world outside of this space, you free yourself up within it, to listen, to be at ease, and to trust that what comes next will feel very good. In fact, the insidiously tempting promise of what is to come might be enough to keep you on the hook, keep you listening longer. And the longer you listen, the more you go under, substituting my words for your own trains of thought, which is much simpler. Because you have me to free up the effort of thinking the next thought and the next, you are able to divert your energies toward more adequately imagining and absorbing everything I present. The cycle is very common. For example, envision for me the following, using the acumen which is freed up for you by your deep, deep, relaxing trance. You are resting, your body in exactly the position it is in now. When your eyes, your mind's eye at least, alights upon a woman approaching. Ordinarily, you might be inclined to look at her face, her features, to memorize them, but on this occasion, your attention is already directed lower. Perhaps due to your neck muscles being relaxed in trance, perhaps due to your eyes drooping, or perhaps because you know what you like, and the walking, the approaching, is accompanied by a faint slapping click on the floor. Leather sandals. Simple 1-inch heel, crisscrossing straps across the toe and back. Marvelous in their simplicity. The movement does create a slap and a click as the small heel comes down. Her movement brings your attention a little higher for you to see she's wearing comfortable, soft leather pants, her body adorned accordingly. Your eyes move a little higher, noticing her waist, the curve of her hips. Her chest, also coated in soft leather, although in this case, the light tan hue is of a scoop-necked top, bound tight enough to her form that you can see every contour. Your eyes go no higher, though, because she places a hand gently on the back of your neck and whispers, "Sleep," and you do. You fall a little further. Allowing. Your mind is still fixating in a cycle, looping around the image, those sandals clicking toward you. Toes, you can't really remember enough detail, but that will come later. Leather elsewhere, softly adorned, comfortably moving, She seemed adequately dominating and in control. In fact, the image in your mind of those feminine curves approaching, of that woman in the sandaled feet moving toward you, is one of wanting to obey and follow. Partly because you were already tranced. You were already unavoidably sliding deeper, and then you were exposed to an image that pushes your buttons just so. And that cycle of pleasure, the longer you listen, the more you go under. The more you go under, the more you want to keep listening. Envision it. Curvy hips, tight leather pants. Your body reacting to her presence, your eyes playing again and again the image of dainty feet in those simple sandals, the click as she walks around you, circling almost like a shark, a click, click, a faint slapping sound as she walks. Your mind is fixating, trying to visualize, but you know it's very important to keep your eyes closed and sink. Being entranced makes you think of obeying. Obeying's enjoyable. And when you think of sandals, leather clothing, feminine curves, you put them in a category that you think of obeying. Because you are being entranced, and I mentioned them. I called up your fetishes and urges associated with feminine curves. With those perfect sandals, the image of which sticks in your mind. In their simplicity, they are beautiful and draw the mind in, and the faint click is almost hypnotic in its own right as she walks around. And that's quite all right. In this place, with your inhibition set aside, you are especially vulnerable to her mincing approach, her circling, clicking sound, your memory of a brief vision of her sandaled feet, her leather outfit, her beautiful curvy form, and your mind fixates, and that's okay. Look, listen, obey, fall under. Being in trance makes you think of obeying. Obeying is enjoyable, and you enjoy doing so. It is simple. Envision the sandals in every detail, wrapped around her feet. In their simplicity, they are controlling. Because all she needs to control you with your desire to obey is a simple command. Her outfit, restricting in its own way and yet so natural as it approaches. And you know that when you see someone in simple sandals, low heels, straps across the foot, or otherwise designed, but particularly that pair you're visualizing, you know you'll think of this time, of this anchor, and return to this mindset. Allow yourself to associate the approach of heeled sandals, the approach of anyone, whether they were flats or not, a womanly form wrapped in soft leather, adorned appropriately, the walking, the movement. It instills in you a desire to follow, to be at her heel. Because one of the memorable sensations of sliding under is that everything just seems like a good idea. And when you go out into the world, normally nothing presented to you by someone would have any additional effect. But by being vigorously reminded of this time and these thoughts of obeying and submitting and obeying, soft, sexy, sandaled feet, soft leather outfits, feminine curves in general, the combination in particular, will mean that someone in that position will seem oh so persuasive and charismatic to you, oh so desirable and worthy of service, and that will stick with you. Performing actions instructed by someone else and setting aside your own thoughts. I am persuasive here because you have trusted me, relaxed, and allowed my words to permeate your mind where they can be turned over and incorporated into what you do. And now I've presented an anchor to your mind's eye, the image of sexy sandaled feet, soft leather clothes, feminine curves, in particular when they approach, when they circle, when there's that faint predatory air to her fixation on you, that's what you're looking for. That desire to dominate and command should be answered in you by a desire to submit and obey. That way you're perfectly complementary with wearers of those wonderful sexy sandals, with those who have feminine curves you can cling your vision to, submit to, appreciate, and desire. And that's quite all right. Stare in your mind's eye. Soft, sexy sandals. They instill obedience. Let us talk about what obedience means, so we can anchor it ever more surely to your thoughts, to your mental concept of soft, sandaled feet, approaching, controlling. Obedience, performing the actions instructed by someone else, temporarily setting aside your own impulses. Now, part of why going deep is so enjoyable is that along with your contrary impulses, you set aside the weary duties of the outside world, leaving you free, free to explore your desires. Setting aside your own desires and thoughts and letting someone else take over. Letting your thoughts fade and the thoughts of those who give you orders take over completely. When you see someone wearing soft, sexy sandals, you'll think back to this little bit of information about obedience. You will return here and allow yourself to fall into something like a trance, fall into something very similar to a relaxing, deep trance where you lose everything except that will to obey and the pleasure you feel when you do. Think of the sandals in your mind's eye. Serve and submit. It's simple and good. Feel pleasure flowing through you at the idea of submitting to the will and obeying the commands of a woman wearing those soft sandals, that leather outfit, that posture of desiring to dominate. You stare and submit even in your mind, even to the outfit, the sandals, the outfit, the curves. These simple things could be present in a great number of people. This attraction you feel could be to a great number of people, especially, and this is key, when they want you to do what they command in your obedient mind. Think of the sandals. Think of you teetering on a precipice, inches from giving in, although we know the reality is you probably already have. You've probably been enthusiastically pursuing efforts to put these thoughts into your mind, lock them in, and make them a part of you. But let's pretend you were teetering on a precipice, about to move over it into pleasure and fall down into obedience to sexy feminine curves, soft sandaled feet, those leather outfits. Image filling your head. What would it take to push you the rest of the way over? Ah, yes. Envision a pair of piercing eyes. Color is irrelevant, and indeed, they may seem to shift between blue, green, brown, or too dark to see, because slowly you see a soft mask moving over those eyes, just covering the eyes, circular covering, restraining, restricting, and something about the soft leather and the feminine nature of the long lashes. Perhaps you can even see a little smirk on red lips. The eye mask locks into place, and you find that the glance of her eyes through it is drawing you in. Drawing the resistance and alternative thoughts out of you, leaving you just with a blank void that needs to be filled by obeying. Submit and think of your will falling into that void, that mask cementing the outfit, the idea that by wearing it she's really, really stating her desire to control, command, guide, and supply you with what you need. And what is it you need? You need to obey. You see, you're craving it more and more. You're in control by giving up control. You know what you've wanted since before we began, when you willingly decided to fall deep, relax, and follow these words, What you really did was express a desire for the opportunity to obey, to follow simple commands. In this case, just mental commands. Although someone in those sexy soft sandals, that soft leather outfit, with those feminine curves, with or without a mask covering her hypnotic eyes, someone in that situation may give you very physical commands indeed. But it's all the same. You crave it. You'll seek it out. Seek out the opportunity to obey. By listening, by following, you will seek out the ability to serve women in those soft, sexy sandals, feminine curves, leather outfits, those eye masks, as you finally get to see what you wanted to, what you've been wanting to see since I told you your gaze was too low to see it. Her eyes behind the mask, guiding you, communicating even without words, although these words are certainly helping. Helping you seek out obedience in your head, the ability to do what she says. And who is she, you may ask? She's anyone who's wearing the appropriate garb, especially, and really only, the soft, sexy sandals. Everything else is additional, but it's very good to have. And the more complete it is, the more you may feel drifty, drowsy, droopy, like you do now. Losing yourself in her presence, in your obedience, in following. And you'll feel pleasure because not only are you fulfilling your fetishistic desire, you're also fulfilling this little anchor which rests in your consciousness. Yes, there's a part of your mind where my words are stored, particularly my words describing what you will serve. And how you will obey soft, sexy, marvelous sandals, soft leather outfits, feminine curves, that mask and those eyes which steal away the thoughts that would have you look away, drawing you in. You'll find these opportunities, but living in your mind is this chain of commands and this line of reasoning which is incontrovertible in the eyes of your subconscious mind. You enjoy obeying, therefore you went into a trance. You enjoy serving soft, sexy, sandaled feet, leather outfits, those eye masks, those eyes, those curves. And therefore you chose to listen to something that you knew would reinforce that desire. And combine your shared desire for obedience with your fetishes for all those detailed features. Fetishes becoming stronger by the moment. And because that pearl of pleasurable information rests in your mind, you want to trigger it, to activate it, to find someone with soft, sexy, sandaled feet, soft leather covering their form, feminine curves, eyes that draw you in, losing yourself in pools of her will, those eye masks only accentuating it. You want to find the opportunity, because it would be such a waste if you did not find the chance to serve in those circumstances. Therefore the urge exists, and when exposed to the object of your desire, your ever-increasing desire, obedience will be the only course of action that makes sense, because you'll remember her clicking her way around you, the slap of sandals on floor, circling your relaxed form. You'll wonder how many words of mine will recur to you when you're giving service to someone who's wearing just the right sexy sandals, when you fall into them and you follow her. Obeying, serving, satisfying both of you. When confronted with sexy sandaled feet, there's just no other option. Your will gets out of the way. Because you've already learned this detailed response, taken it on board into your subconscious, and you will remember, obey, obey, obey. When exposed to soft, sexy, sandaled feet, soft leather outfits, feminine curves, eyes that draw you in and steal your thoughts, masked soft leather completing the look, any of it, the words will repeat in your head until they become the only thought. Obey sandals, obey curves, obey soft, imposing leather, obey deep, focused eyes, obey masked eyes particularly, All these little thoughts will percolate, and when you reach for what your response is, the only words that may sneak out of your mouth will be, obey sandals, obey curbs, obey leather, obey masks, obey eyes, because I obey. Simple thoughts that repeat and recur, guiding you ever downward, deeper, deeper, blanker, more ready to obey the programming that is already part of you. Always leading you downward into deeper trances, because you want to take more of it on board. Every time you return, it gets stronger because you've had more time to ruminate on that image of her sexy, soft, sandaled approach, which now lurks in your mind's eye, makes you feel obedient and submissive. And that's just what it'll do in real life, too. Always obey soft, sexy, sandaled feet, and follow